All right, here's our classroom pledge of the week. It comes from Mrs. Sage's, Mrs. Sage, her fifth grade class at Selkirk Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A monkey paints a carrot yellow and thinks it's a banana.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All righty, Kevin. By the way, you can get us your classroom pledge. Just record it on your phone, and then you can email us pledge@jnkevin.com. Very simple. And we'll work our way through all of the classroom pledges we get. The more, the merrier. All right, Kevin.
There you go. Simple as can be, Jay. Thank you.
Bless you, Steve.
I couldn't get to it in time.
You tried to kill your mic before you sneezed, and you couldn't do it. Yeah, that's sad.
You're not coming down with something, are you, bud?
I'm always sneezing. Most of the time I catch it. But all right, that's enough.
Bless you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. I hope you don't get sick. Oh no.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't.
Calm down. It's just a sneeze. He's fine.
Is his sneeze setting off the jingles?
It did. Sometimes you can do a little moisture will hit the touchscreen, Kev, and then
See,
now cover up. You're going to start the touchscreen again.
It can't have that.
Randomly starts playing things.
Yeah, don't want that. My apologies.
Yeah, that's fine.
Over the weekend, there was movies that were out. And
there were movies.
People went to see them, and that's why we say, let's take a look at the weekend box office.
Sure.
And this has a little special meaning today, too, because I would like to talk to our producer about something.
Okay, can't wait.
Let's start with this. The number one movie was Smile 2.
Huh.
Earning a whopping $23 million.
And I haven't seen Smile 1. I feel like I've missed it.
I know.
Obviously a horror movie.
Number two, The Bad Robot.
Okay. The Bad Robot?
Yeah.
I thought it was The Wild Robot.
It is The Wild Robot, Jay. This says The Bad Robot. Jay, you are 100%.
Jay, you're right. You're always right.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I just remember seeing a trailer or something
Wild Robot.
For that. Yeah.
Wow, this story, nicely done here.
nicely done here.
Yeah, I don't. The first one may not even be Smile 2.
I mean, I don't even know.
I don't know what to trust at this point.
Let me search.
It's Frown 2.
Yeah. Weird. Let's see here. No, you're right. Smile 2. Then The Wild Robot. Yeah. Maybe the guy saw it and that was his.
He was like, nah, that's a bad robot.
Subtle way of critiquing the movie.
Yep. Yeah. Could have been. Could have been.
It wasn't so much wild as it was bad.
Beetlejuice was in the top five as well.
Okay.
Still hanging in there.
Sure.
Beetlejuice. Producer Steve said on Friday evening when I called him.
Yeah.
He said, man, I don't work this weekend. So I was thinking about going and doing something. And I was like, okay, yeah. And he goes, would you be up for going and doing something? And I was like, Steve. Or he said, do you have any interest? And I said, I have all the interest in the world. Like,
I hate being social.
I would love to go someplace with you very badly. However, on Friday, I had taken some extra pills.
That sounds so bad. That's not what we do.
Prescribed by my doctor.
Okay, all right.
Medication, I believe.
I think when you say pills, it sounds bad.
I had to take some medication that caused me to urinate every 30 minutes. Jeez. Let me tell you.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Do we need to give the details?
I was not a good time.
No, we don't.
At all. Not a good time at all. And that lasted into Saturday a little bit. Saturday evening, though, I felt better. I should call Steve Saturday evening. And then I was like, no, he probably already made his plans. But he said, I might go to a movie or maybe the casino.
Ooh.
And I don't know if he said that just to get my attention or what, but... Did you end up doing any of those things?
Wow, Steve, that's exciting.
Time for a movie review. Movie review.
Here's Steve.
Oh, you got someone who went to see a movie?
Oh, God.
I refuse to hang out with anyone.
Oh, man.
I was...
Kill the music.
Oh, yeah. See, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was feeling moderately motivated on Friday.
Okay. By Saturday, that had passed, like Kevin's urine.
Well, there was just a lot of football to watch. I don't know. I just...
Go Mizzou.
Yeah, although I did... Well, I don't want to ruin the best part of my weekend.
Right. Pace yourself, Kevin.
I did venture somewhere.
And stop chewing your ice into your microphone.
Sorry, I was just sitting here listening. I forgot I was on the radio. I literally was just in the middle of a conversation with a couple of buddies.
Oh, my God. Woo!
Sorry about that.
Oh, wow!
Jay had a late night last night, so. Yeah.
Oh, I know. I can't wait to hear more about that.
Yeah, it's fine. So no on the whole movie thing then, huh, Steve?
But you did venture out, you said.
I did.
Okay, you went to?
I'll tell you about it later.
Okay. Well,
I'm a tease, man. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You know what I just realized, Steve?
What's that?
I had forgotten how much I enjoy oatmeal in the morning. This is a good breakfast.
Well, you know, we were talking about soup yesterday.
Yeah, I think maybe that's it. Is the weather has made us want warmer food, maybe?
Kevin James.
Yeah, they say oatmeal is the soup of breakfast.
Is that what they say?
Sure.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, Kevin.
Dear Jay and Kevin, my boyfriend and I are totally opposite politically. I'm not big into politics, so it's never been an issue. But lately, we've had more conversations about it. And we certainly don't agree on a lot of things. I feel like it's something that won't really matter in the long run and isn't a deal breaker. However, my mom says she thinks it's just asking for trouble and it should be a red flag. Do you think it's a big deal if we don't agree on things politically? That is from Amanda.
All right, 509-441-0999. Off the text line, a huge deal. Setting yourself up for a lot of drama down the road. This one says, if you don't align politically, you're also setting yourself up for some serious issues in all aspects of your life. What do you think, Kevin?
Well, I think that it's more your values, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I was trying to think of how to say that.
You said it right.
Your beliefs, values, I think, are the way to say it.
Yeah, like, a moral compass, your family values, all those things.
Sure, like, hey, we have kids, and I think our kids should do this. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, how are we going to teach our kids to treat certain people? Or does everybody get treated the same? You know, like, there's some things and some values with money, probably, that would be important. Because that can certainly lead to issues, right? I mean, you just go, oh, yeah, we don't agree on money at all. Now this is a problem that we're married.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's more important than if, you know, it's like, I don't like this
particular policy.
Or this or that. Yeah. Because I know a lot of people that don't agree politically and they live happily together, whatever. You know, there's times where they have to tell each other, okay, we're done talking about this.
Sure, yeah.
But it's like, you know, I think you can make it work, but there has to be a strong base there to begin with.
Yeah, if you're not agreeing on values and morals and all that, that's a different deal. Arguing on topics about policies and stuff like that, as long as you have the ability to argue or disagree in some sort of, you know, you know, angry, throw things, you know, all that stuff. You got to be able to, listen to other people's, you know, conversation. But if you're just one of those people mind is set on everything, you're not willing to listen, then that is going to be hard in any relationship, regardless of whether it's politics or anything else, you know?
Yeah. That won't be a winning combo anywhere.
No, that's just a bad way to set it. What do you think, Steve? Are they okay? They're not okay? They got to come to some sort of agreements? What do we think here?
Yeah, I mean, I think if things get like super heated, then it's just like, okay, we need to take a break, just, you know,
agree to disagree.
Yeah, whatever, and just maybe not talk about this, or, you know, not talk about it for a little bit, and then, you know, cooler heads prevail, that type of thing.
Sure.
And yeah, I mean, I think it'd be fine. You can still be with someone even if you don't agree with them on everything. You don't agree with with your significant other on everything anyway.
No, yeah, you're going to have a disagreement, obviously.
Right. So
it's all just based on how you can disagree.
Right. I think that's important.
Yes. Here's one from Crystal on Facebook who says, "My husband and I are opposites as well. We've had our ups and downs, and big election years, we usually end up talking about it a lot more."
Mm-hmm, sure.
That's the other thing. It does go, I mean, if you're not really into politics that much, like, I'm sure in the middle of the term, it's probably not going to be as hard as it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, we've listened to each other, and we understand why we are passionate about the things that we are.
Right.
We just celebrated 17 years of marriage. And we're both still alive.
So, yeah.
I think that's the other thing, is like being willing to just say, hey, we don't agree about all this, and being human the way we talk back and forth.
I think a lot of people just have to originally learn how to have arguments.
That's true.
Because, yeah, you know, when you're a kid, you know, you just want to be right and you don't care what it takes. And then you just have to learn at some point. I mean, you go through the process as you begin to develop relationships, either at work or at home or whatever it is, or with a significant other. You got to just learn how to have arguments. And if you're just going to be pigheaded and not ever listen to the other person's arguments, whether it's politics or passion, you're going to be in trouble, because that's not long lasting.
No.
Politics just pours gas on it, you know? Speaking of that, how about those prices? Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me with this right now? $3.79? This is garbage. Oh, are we on?
What's gas?
$3.79.
If you would have played a game with me to guess what the gas prices were,
you wouldn't have known.
I would have had no clue.
Really, what would you have guessed, do you think?
I think
it's harder now that you know, but.
Yeah, no, but I mean, the last time I remember putting gas in,
this is crazy.
It was a difference between Idaho and Washington.
Okay.
So that's where I got a little. That's when it caught my eye. I think in Idaho, I filled up for $3.30 something.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I was in Coeur d'Alene.
Seems that's about right, yeah.
I pulled in there and boop, filled up with that. And I thought, okay, that was it. And then I do remember.
What year was
maybe
that?
Maybe seeing a sign or something. Huh?
What year was that?
No, that was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wow, I was just kidding, because I was like, you know, when was the last time you filled up?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, sometimes it gets, and then other times people fill up for me, Jay. That's
oh,
the way
I
my
see.
Life
oh,
is
I got right you. Now. Yeah, that makes more sense.
But, yeah, I don't, I think I would have said like $3.85 or something. So that's what I remember.
Yeah, well, you're in the ballpark. Anyway, the conversation continues now on the Jay and Kevin Facebook page. It's just Jay and Kevin Show. You can get it that way. Also, we always take your text, 509-441-0999.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
If everything was, you know, a $100 gift card to, you know, Southwest Airlines, I'd be like, yeah, you're not getting that.
Right. Do they sell gift cards to airlines?
Sure.
Kevin James.
I mean, I'm sure
if it's an airline gift card, it's only available on Tuesdays and it's only available till the end of the month.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, Kevin. All right, let's play the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot. It's a big jackpot. That's why we call it Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot. Appropriately named, I would say.
Simple. Yeah, simple.
Yeah. Right? We try to keep it as simple as we possibly can. Let's see who's going to play today. Oh, Tricia. Hi, Tricia.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Just driving to work in the rain.
Is it kind of miserable? Is it dark? I hate to say that, but I don't have a window to the outside world. Is it dark out?
It's dark, and it's coming down pretty good.
Dark and dreary, huh?
Ooh, is it scary?
Ooh.
Scary, yes. That's appropriate for Halloween.
I'm trying to even look to see what time sunset is. Or sunrise, I mean. I forget. In the morning, right, Kev?
I think it's like sunrise 7:18
in the morning. It is set in the evening, and I do believe it's in the 6 o'clock hour now.
Dang it!
Oh, I thought it was later than that.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong, Steve.
Well, 7:18. So yeah, we just had it. All right. Well, let's see if we can get you some big money.
That's the sunrise.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
7:18. What time is the sunset? That's what I was referring to.
Oh, sunset's 5:49 p.m.
No, it is not.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't in the 6 o'clock.
Well, I mean, it takes a little while to get dark, but yeah. All right, well, let's do it, Tricia. Let's see if we can get you some big money. Here are the clues that you need to know. It's two simple clues. One is there are no cents. It's all just dollars. So you don't have to worry about a decimal and make it more complicated. That would be tiresome. And also, I will tell you that the big jackpot is more than $671. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
All right, it's more than $671. What do you say, Tricia? What do you think Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot is today?
I'm going to say 688.
688. Fingers crossed. Let's play.
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot is...
Come on now. Come on, give me a 688. Give me a 688, guys.
$680.
Oh!
Oh.
Dang it.
So close.
Oh, dang it.
I thought she had it.
Oh, yeah, man. I thought so, too.
$680.
I know, right? It was just waiting for that one last eight. Dang it, Tricia. Okay, well, sorry about that, but you know what? We are going to play again at 9:30, and it'll be even larger, okay?
Perfect. Thanks,
Tricia. Drive safe. Have a great day in the rain. Sorry about that.
Oh, my God.
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot keeps growing with every wrong answer. Keep listening for your next chance to win.
More than 680. That's the jackpot coming up at 9:30. This morning, the jackpot's getting pretty crazy. A little entertainment news brought to you by Amco AAMCO. Let's see what I have in the entertainment news. Not a ton. I do have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was the inductees. Cher and Ozzy Osbourne, Peter Frampton, Foreigner, Mary J. Blige. I think it was Dionne Warwick, and I think Jimmy Buffett was the last one. I might have missed one, but I think that's obviously a great class of inductees. I mean, that's a lot of pretty big names.
Yeah, it is.
It's so weird though how they do the Hall of Fame like that, and then I always do the same thing every time. He's not in yet,
right?
What?
Every single time.
Yeah, you're like, what are you talking about? How's that even possible?
Yeah. How did that? What? Yeah, it just seems like certain people should have been in a long time.
Well,
ago.
Like Jimmy Buffett. I mean, you could probably say that with almost every one of those people, but. I don't know. It just seems like, you know.
Well, and it's a bummer, too, that one doesn't happen until after he's passed.
Yeah, exactly. When it's posthumous like that, you kind of want to say, guys, you sort of missed that one. And anybody who has one song that's so iconic the whole world knows it, how is that? I mean, and then still have other songs. You know, if you just had one, that'd be one thing. But I feel like they had plenty of other songs as well.
Like the Village People. Do you think they're in there?
I don't know. I'm going to Google it.
What made you think of the Village People?
One great song.
Yeah.
But then they have some other ones that are okay.
Oh, yeah. In the Navy is their most popular song.
No, they're not in, Kevin.
They're not?
No.
Okay, well, hopefully when one of them dies, then they'll put them in.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
I mean, come on now. What do you got for us, Steve?
Not that.
Thank you.
So, Kelsey.
Man.
What? Oh.
Go ahead.
Kelsey Ballerini, she just put out a new music video, right? For her song, First Rodeo.
Okay.
And who appears in that new music video?
Oh, I will go with Ty Murray. He's a cowboy. It's a rodeo. Ooh, I get it. That's why he is in there.
That'd be a good one.
That's a good guess.
Cody Johnson would be a good one if we're doing cowboys.
yeah.
But
About Dax Prescott, who plays for the Dallas Cowboys?
Dax Prescott, different cowboy, but good one.
Okay, all right, good guess.
Oh, well, she toured with Kenny for a long time. Remember the rumors? But she's got a real boyfriend. Oh, maybe it's her boyfriend.
Ding, 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 ding.
What's his name?
The Chase? Handsome actor.
Yeah, Chase Stokes.
Yeah. Chase Stokes. Yeah. Should have known that.
The pair
who's he doing the video?
The pair who started dating in early 2023 were seen in a number of fleeting moments throughout the video. At one point, the songbird was seen running into the arms of her shirtless beloved on the beach.
Is this a romance novel?
Yeah.
What is happening right now?
That's from this article. I don't know.
My gosh.
Very descriptive.
Holy smokes. Well, that was great. You know what? That might be a new bit for us, Kevin. Steve reads a chapter out of a romance novel.
Oh, yes.
Chapter? Well, I mean, maybe a couple of pages. Maybe a couple of pages. Although, we'd have to choose carefully, you know?
Oh, yeah. Golly. It's true.
That was...
Oh, yeah.
So it was exactly what I wanted it to be, which was his shirt off and her running into his arms. Right. I mean, that's
why not?
If you're going to put him in the video, use him for what he's good for.
The songbird was seen running into the arms of her shirtless beloved on the beach.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
Someone's a writer.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
How about that? Oh, by the way, Dave Matthews Band also inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I missed, who was the other one I missed? Cool in the Gang. Yeah.
So, again, how are those?
Both is ridiculous. Yeah.
Very weird.
All right. Kim, what do you got for us?
Oh, I just wanted to say that I finally did it over the weekend.
What's that?
I had been told to do it by you, Jay.
Okay.
And I didn't. I listened. Okay. I just hadn't gotten to it.
Mm-hmm.
And a few other people had told me as well. I can't remember if Steve told me to watch this too, but the Halle Berry, Mark Wahlberg movie called The Union.
Yes.
Boy, that is one, if you get caught up in the the realisticness of it or whatever.
Okay.
That one could really get to you.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I got you.
Every once in a while, they'll do the thing where they're just talking to each other. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot they can be in totally different places. But they always have like some sort of invisible earpiece implanted inside their head.
Doggone movies, anyway.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff that I was like, "Huh, that's kind of funny. That's dumb." But it was overall a fun movie. It was good. Some of the action at the end was really good, and you were just like, "Okay, Mark Wahlberg, Halle Berry, that actually worked."
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was going to think of it.
It's a fun watch.
It is.
Yeah.
And he, you know, it's always weird to see Mark Wahlberg start out as not being that cool or like that tough.
Yeah.
Because you're like, well, he's going to beat him up. No,
just kind of the high school nerd, sort of.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. And then just, you know, turns into Mark Wahlberg at some point.
Eventually.
Eventually.
All it took was a little Halle Berry. Here's a stat about that movie, Jay.
Okay.
Halle Berry and Mark Wahlberg. How many times did they kiss in that movie? It's very, I mean, they
I'm going to say zero.
That is correct.
Yeah, I think I remembered that. She didn't want to kiss him.
Spoiler alert.
They said that like off screen or something?
Yeah, I made that up.
Okay. I didn't know if you had heard a story about it because I was wondering what the story was because that's very, it wasn't necessary. There were so many times.
Absolutely.
They were, I mean, honestly, if I was married to one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'd almost be like, I wish you would have just kissed. God, get it over with instead of that deep staring into each other while you're rubbing their face. Like,
good night.
Just kiss them already.
Rubbing their face.
Geez, I feel like we need that romance novel music again. I don't know. I got to find some of that because between Steve reading, you know, segments out of romance novels and Kevin talking about this, we're going to need some sort of a musical accompaniment with that.
The number of fleeting moments at one point. Songbird was seen running into the arms of her shirtless beloved on the beach.
Wow.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Did you see that? What they did? It was actually quite nice. They jacked up the price to $400 per ticket per person per day. So that's cool.
Kevin James.
Oh, but is it a bigger ticket?
on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
What was the best thing from your weekend? What was the best thing from your weekend?
Steve, over to you.
Oh, the wait is over, Jay. I can now tell you.
Oh, thankfully. Yes, the best part of your weekend.
Yes.
Finally.
I made an adventure over to a eatery that I have never been to before.
Ooh. I think I like this.
Yeah. I went over to... Actually, do you want to take a guess? It's someplace that we've talked about.
Was it in the valley? You said over. I mean, so it's...
That was the first thing I was thinking. I was almost thinking all the way to Coeur d'Alene or Post Falls.
No.
Not that far. So it was the valley?
No.
Oh, not that far. I don't know. Kevin, you got a guess?
Boy, I do not have a clue.
Panda?
I mean, that would have been a good option. No, I picked up from there, and I did the Producer Steve special.
Which is?
Getting three different meals.
Oh, three meals, yes. He buys three meals from the same place at the same time.
Yeah.
Eats one, and then has lunch and dinner for the next day from the same place.
Yeah.
Yes.
But different dishes.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Different entrees, same restaurant.
Mm-hmm. And it was worth it. Tomato Street.
Oh, wow.
I almost just said that. See, I wish I would have said it out loud.
Gosh, no kidding, Kevin.
Gosh darn it. Because we had talked about it at the food drive.
Yes, yep, absolutely.
And told you how amazing it was.
Yeah, man.
What meals did you get from Tomato Street? Because that is...
Wow.
Whoo, buddy. And leftover. Italian food is the best leftover.
Right? I love that.
Yeah. It was, so three different meals. Should I start off with what I like the least or what I like the most?
Oh, you're going to rank them. Oh, my.
Oh, okay, let's go with that. Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Which order?
Least to best.
Well, least to best.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Build the suspense.
Let's start off with chicken Alfredo.
Okay.
And then I think it was called...
And it was...
It was good. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's always really good, but that is a dish that is very... I don't know. I think it's hard to have a chicken Alfredo that just stands out to where you're
sure.
like,
that's so
amazing.
Yeah. I think that's probably why.
Okay.
And then lasagna.
Lasagna was number two. Gosh, my favorite.
Grandma's lasagna?
I think that's what it was called. Dude, Grandma's?
Yeah. It's grandma's. Okay. It's what I get every time. I stopped even searching for good food from there after that because I was like, that's amazing. I'll take it.
You just love it.
Oh, my gosh.
It is very good.
Yeah.
But maybe because I have a lot of those like microwave lasagnas all the time.
Okay, so yeah, certainly compare.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, like okay, I'm lasagna'd out.
Okay,
but, you know.
Fair.
But it was very good. And number one, chicken parmesan.
Okay, all right, all right. Wow,
chicken parm.
That's great. So that was your weekend meals after that, right?
Oh yeah, pretty much.
So you had chicken fettuccine, grandma's lasagna, and then chicken parmesan.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good weekend. It's a pretty good weekend.
Boy, yeah,
you're
walking
meals.
Around with a little food baby today. You have your button undone on your pants.
Yeah,
that's quite a weekend.
What was the best thing from your
Seriously.
Weekend?
Yeah.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
That's fair, man. Yeah. All right, Kevin, what happened?
Can I ask Steve one quick question?
Of course.
What was the food that you ate during the Mizzou game? Your favorite football team who won in an exciting game.
Yeah, they did. That was actually pre-Tomato Street.
Okay, you had not got it yet. All right, very good.
Oh, wow.
I was just wondering if that swayed, you know what I mean? Like, I was eating the chicken parm during that game, and that's why it was so good.
That's also not football food, Kevin.
My lucky chicken parm. Now I have to eat it at every game.
Ooh, that would be okay, though. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Best part of my weekend, I'll just real quick. My granddaughter has just been kind of, man. Whew.
Is that good or bad?
Yeah, I know.
She's been, right. It's just both. It's just a little bit of both where she's just really been testing a little bit.
Okay, you know? Sure.
Just straight up, she's always been good about listening, whatever. But lately, it's just been like, you know, hey, can you do that? No. I'm like, that's not going to work.
Right, yes.
And so it was a lot of...
I'm the boss.
Yeah. she got upset last night and threw her applesauce that she was eating.
Uh-oh.
It made a mess. Her dad was very upset and got into it with her. And then she's just finally like, Dad, I have a lot of emotions going on at once.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my God, girls are different than boys. I have a lot of emotions going on at once. And then she started listing all these emotions.
Oh, well, list them off. Yeah, well, there you go.
Funny, Jay said the same thing to me
this
morning.
Yeah, and then she's like, you are not, you're filling up my angry bucket, Dad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we talked about, well, just, you know, we all have a lot of emotions and, you know, we got to work through. So I think it was...
Was she watching Inside Out 2 recently or something? I mean...
No, Jay. That's what's funny. She's never seen that movie.
No, and my wife.
I think└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└
stuff about emotions.
I see.
Or because like the... I know there's the... Am I filling up your joy bucket? Sure. She'll say that to me a lot. And I'm like, yes, you actually are.
Wow, that's great.
So we'll see. It was just one of those moments where I felt like maybe we had a breakthrough.
After you mopped up the applesauce, or
maybe not. I didn't do anything.
Wait, is the angry bucket, is that a Amelia original, or is that in Inside?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. She was full of a lot of emotions, Steve. I raised boys, two of them, and never had anyone say that.
I don't care about your bucket. Go outside and clean up dog poop in it.